From the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Here in Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 through 5, we have two different offerings, two different forms of worship, two different approaches to the Lord, two different paths of salvation. These examples from two different brothers, Cain and Abel. Abel brought forth the blood offering, an offering that pointed to the sacrificial atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cain brought forth his efforts, his works, the works of his hand. Two different kinds of offerings, two different kinds of worship. This scripture is teaching that individuals would approach the Lord to receive atonement for their sin and to establish worship with the Lord. Here we have the offering of Cain. Cain that brings the works of his hand. Cain that brings the fruit of his labor. Cain that brings the fruit of the ground. No doubt this particular offering was rich and abundant. The best of fruits, the best of grains, the best of vegetables, the best that he could offer, a cornucopia, a bounty, a harvest. Even though this particular offering may have been perfect in the sight of men, it was still produced by the efforts of Cain. Cain was trusting in his works. Abel was trusting in the blood. Abel brings the firstlings of the flock thereof. He brings a blood offering. He brings nothing of himself but a sacrifice for his sins. Here we have these two offerings contrasted. Cain brings his works. Cain is trying to earn God's favor. Cain is trying to earn atonement. Cain is trying to earn salvation. There are those today that come to the Lord bringing works as a part of their salvation. There are those today that do not trust the Lord for salvation, but are bringing their works. Scripture teaches in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, that we are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Individuals are not redeemed by works. Individuals are not redeemed by efforts. And there are those today that do not trust in the atonement of Jesus Christ, but are bringing their works. Abel, in contrast, brought the blood offering. Abel trusted in the shed blood of his offering that pointed to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Abel trusted in the Lord and not in his own efforts. Scripture bears witness in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Abel brought his offering through faith and received the righteousness of God. Abel brought a blood offering that pointed to the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross and received redemption. These two individuals, one sought the Lord by faith and one sought the Lord by works. These two individuals, Abel, as a result of his faith, had a righteous life and loved the Lord. Cain, by contrast, had a wicked life and did not trust the Lord. 1 John chapter 3, verse number 12, teaches that Cain, who was of that wicked one, slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. We encourage individuals today, when they approach the Lord in salvation, that they come by faith, bringing faith in the blood of Jesus Christ and his atonement on the cross of Calvary. Here in Genesis chapter 4, an example to all that try to bring their works to God and will be rejected, and those that trust in the blood and will be accepted. Jesus quoted in Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 28, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Scripture teaches in the book of Romans chapter 10, "For if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.